Science teacher Newell is given a fail grade by Alan Sugar after a task where both PMs can consider themselves lucky to have avoided the chop. This week's task was all about sifting the wheat from the chaff in a set of 10 miscellaneous items and then selling them for the greatest possible profit. Yet again, both teams seemed to assume the task was all about selling. Yet again, both teams got it horribly wrong. This task was as much about getting accurate valuations for their products and then marshalling resources effectively. Focus on the big ticket items and shift them for a profit as soon as possible, and then sell everything else as best you can. At least, that's how it should have been. Philip, who clearly believes that the only good ideas are his ideas, persistently rubbished Lorraine's advice that the rug might be worth something, and ended up flogging it to some random bloke on the street for a massive loss. Incidentally, what kind of a mug buys a rug like that? Had his team lost the task, Philip would definitely have gone. Lucky boy. Meanwhile, Ben, the Sandhurst scholar with the supposedly fantastic leadership skills, ran around like a headless chicken, closing a deal to sell the skeleton for a £100 loss, and then all but giving away a vintage pair of shoes worth £100. He seemed to think that showed great salesmanship. I think anyone with half a brain cell can sell stuff at a massive loss. In the boardroom, both teams were told they had made significant losses. Philip's team won by virtue of being slightly less incompetent. Ben chose to bring Neural and James back in, then changed his mind and swapped Deborah for James. Strong decision-making there, not. Deborah was never going to be fired, but made the mistake of contradicting Nick. Bad move. Ben employed his usual bully boy tactics, which is pretty much the only thing he's any good at. And Neural, for once, spoke up and stuck up for himself, but to no avail. He wasn't the worst performer on this task by any means, but he's been the weakest candidate overall over the 6 weeks, and that is really saying something. Next week, another disaster in the making. But then, do we really expect anything else?